other hand extending the probe.
Welcome to ET First Contact Radio on BBS Station 1. This is ET First Contact Radio with your host Maarten Horst, and tonight I have a very special guest. Her name is Susanne, and Susanne has a special website, The Art of Universal Knowing. Welcome, Susanne.
Well, thank you very much, Maarten.
It's a pleasure to have you.
Oh, thank you.
Only on the last minute, we were contacting each other on Facebook. And because my guest from who I should have today, her husband has been taken ill, and I send him a lot of love and light so that my friend Russo can heal soon. And we'll have them on the show another time. But I'm very happy to have you here. The way we got connected was through a message I posted on the Salusa and the Galactic Federation group on Facebook. Is that correct, Susanne?
Yes, that is correct.
Yes. And you sent me a beautiful email, and because this new channel on Galactic Channelings By the way, I have to say this. My friend Steve Becco and my friend Kees de Graaf, they are doing a wonderful job with the beautiful websites they create. Do you know stevebecco.com?
You know, I see his emails come in every day, and they're very interesting, and I do follow him.
Yeah, me too. And I think he is now the main news for me and a lot of other light workers, I think, together with Galactic Channelings. They are my main news source. And, well, I just want to say to them that they are doing a wonderful job, and they just have to continue.
I agree.
Yeah. So so tell me a bit about yourself, how you, where you grew up and everything, and how did you become involved in the universal knowing?
Well, I live in the middle of the United States in what we call the Heartland. It's in a state called Iowa.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful place. And about, it was September of 2009, I manifested this gift called the Art of Universal Knowing, or the acronym is TAUK, so we call it TAUK.
Yes.
And the gift first manifested as a way for me to connect to my father, who had passed away 18 years prior from a suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been very open-minded, and we were very close when he was on Earth, and I just, you know, I've always felt that if there's a way we could connect, we kind of would figure it out. And at first, when this gift presented itself, I really had no concept of what it was or how I was doing it. It first just seemed as if it was a connection to my dad, which I was eternally grateful for, and if it was only that, it would have been more than I could have ever wished for. But every time I would sit, I would get these messages, and these messages come via the tools of a rose quartz pendulum and a letter chart. So it's there's a formula that connects you in. They, on the other side, they call it a mathematical formula of words, and this is what gets a person's vibration up high enough so that they're connected to the highest level of consciousness, which I call the God level. So that's how this is completely unlike Ouija, or, you know, you don't have the lower energies coming in. Just very high, very powerful, pure messages. And shortly after I started getting these messages, other family members that had passed started coming through and were telling me that, well, it's actually my grandma who, on the other side, who came through and said that what I was doing was called the Art of Universal Knowing. So she's the one who gave it the name. And she said I would be teaching it to others. And so I just sat with them with these messages and, you know, kind of worked out a system with their support, and asked a friend of mine if she wanted to try it. And she said yes. And I showed her what I thought were the steps in learning how to connect to this. And sure enough, she did, and every person that I've taught thus far has been able to do so.
That's amazing, because I think we all have the ability to do it.
Oh, absolutely. I absolutely agree. This, you know, with the tool of the pendulum and the chart, it just is what makes this gift teachable. I mean, it's hard to sometimes teach, I think, how to channel. Or I guess I don't have that concept, but if you can read and write, you could do talk. So I think that's just the launch pad. It's what makes this accessible to anyone.
Yes. Let's make the listeners familiar with your work and your website. It's called www.theartofuniversalknowing.com.
Correct. Yep. That's it.
So just take a look, and after the show, I will post the link on the on my profile page on BBS Radio so that people can check it out later.
Thank you, Martin.
Yeah, well, I think it's wonderful that you're doing this job and that you can make people become more consciousness. And I think it's very important in the times we live now that people have this ability.
Oh, I agree. You know, and I have to say, too, that with this, most people think when they learn about talk for the first time that it's about connecting into friends and family that have passed over, but it's also angels and guides and ETs come through. But it's also a lot of work about connecting in with the heart and healing and opening the heart. And it also is a lot about using the power of our imagination. And when my talk messages talk about imagination, it's interchangeable with the word words of creating and manifesting. Yeah. So it's so multifaceted. It's just amazing.
When you talk about talk, let's say that to the listeners, it's an abbreviation of the art of universal knowing, correct?
Correct.
Yes. And we were just talking on Facebook together about this new channel which wants to stay anonymous for security reasons, because his messages are very, well, let's find the correct word, let's say inclusive and clear and crispy. So for his own safety, he doesn't give his real name. But I must say, these messages are just wonderful. And a few days ago, Steve Becko posted this on his site, and Kees de Graaf on Galactic Channelings. And I would like to ask you, Suzanne, if I could just read one of his messages, and then we can elaborate on it.
I would love that.
Yeah? Okay. I will read the message from the May the 20th, very recent. So here we go. Wanderer of the Skies, May 20th, 2011. Greetings from the Federation. We are delighted that we are able to continue these briefings. As we have explained, all is ready now for disclosure on your end. Your individual governments will be moving along shortly on this. Everyone expects the Americas to lead the way. But we see that their president will drag his feet on this issue, fearing physical reprisal for his statements, and that, in fact, one of the third world countries will indeed lead the way in this respect, followed quickly by the Western nations who will claim disclosure was their idea. Now, Suzanne, I think this language is really very explicit.
I agree. It's, when I read those, I was really taken aback. I had started getting messages again about disclosure on May 16th and again on May 17th. Now, I get those occasionally in my messages, and I take them in, and they've been detailed before, but the one starting on the 16th was very detailed. And so a time is always such a funny element. So when they say it's coming, you know, soon, I kind of go, okay, you know, it's a possibility. I hope it is, but I don't assume if they say it's going to be on Tuesday that it's going to be on Tuesday. I open my heart that it's, you know, it's a definite possibility very quickly.
Yes. So, well, I have to mention that I'm feeling the last few days, last few weeks, in fact, that there is a building up of energy of some major event that is going to occur, which I think will be disclosure. And the energy is building up hour by hour and getting stronger and stronger. And I have a very strong feeling of anticipation.
I agree. I mean, I think, you know, as a whole, the planet's ready, and, you know, really, truly in these times would welcome some support and some great love. And I, along with so many, I think, are ready for this.
Oh, yes, I'm sure. And I'm getting more and more contacts on Facebook and people writing me and writing them back. And it's amazing how this group on Facebook especially is expanding with the knowledge of Salusa and Sheldon Neidl and you and others. It's just amazing.
It truly is.
Yeah. Well, let's continue with the next paragraph, shall we?
Sure.
Okay. We have monitored your corporate world as well, which has been informed of this development. They have discussed at the highest levels of their organizations ways in which to capitalize on this announcement. They have not, nor can they, understand the ascension process on how it will alter forever the way in which you do business. They understand it only from a profit mentality. So they are quickly implementing plans to adopt this knowledge into their business models. For the short term, they will capitalize on these changes. However, as we then take our rightful places as your family when you are invited to become galactic citizens, all bets are off, as they say, because we will introduce those changes through knowledge and technology that your corporate world will not be able to handle. Indeed, they cannot even prepare for these eventualities. So, Susie, again, this strong language, forgive me to say Susie, I just like...
<It's> okay.
But just, I must tell you, I was transmitting on my other radio station last night the interview that David Wilcock had with Benjamin Fulford that he released on May in this month, but that was recorded in November last year. And because of security reasons, David delayed this information. But what I'm reading here about the corporate world, Benjamin Fulford has said some shocking things in this interview on how they operate and what's happening there. And Sheldon Idle, in one of his webinars, said also that the Galactic Federation is in fact the only force on Earth that can handle these powers that be. And there's something to reckon with. It's a quote from Salusa that he said some time ago. So what do you think about it?
Well, I think that's absolutely true. But, you know, I think in the midst of taking that information in, it's always very important to remember to send love to them, because love is the only thing that negates fear.
Yes.
And, you know, for whatever reasons they have their greed-based beliefs, everything's in perfect alignment, so I think there's not a need for worry or concern about it. It will all occur as it's supposed to, and the more love we send out, the easier the transition.
Yes, exactly. And can you just tell me a bit about your own messages you're getting about disclosure? Because I think the listeners will be interested in knowing what you are getting through.
Oh, sure. Well, if you'd like, I'll read you this message from May 16th. This is a God message, and as it comes through, we say hello to each other, which is kind of funny to say hi to God, but I do. And he says, "Hi, Susie, big news today." And I ask, "What?" And he says, "In a little bit of time, you will see the government announce the truth about disclosure. Initially, they will say contact is underway and that universal beings of light are working with the governments to teach better ways of living. Imagination is in place for a peaceful depositing of knowledge. In this announcement, Obama and other world leaders will give examples of peaceful pre-experience relations and how the light workers have assisted Gaia through time. Have great joy over this development. All is well, and soon you and all others will know the ascension is here. A universal energy grid is in place so that Gaia makes this leap of vibration with ease and with love. Picture your illusion as a nirvana on Earth. Soon you will see the beginning of the ascension, and you will open your heart to God, and I will be with you." So then at the end of that message, I ask, "Can I ask some questions?" And I get yes. And I said, is this in alignment with May 21st, 2011? And it says it is, but understood as a greater awareness of all, not as a day of reckoning. That belief was put into place by Illuminati in ancient days to control the people. Countless souls believed this falsehood, and a few in power grew their coffers, and control of the masses was in place. The new way of thinking will free all who know that they are in control of their reality and that they no longer will be controlled by others. No more IRS, no more hunger, no more poverty, no more Illuminati on Earth or in this galaxy. Universal family members will show themselves as your friends, your family, your coworkers, your leaders. So I ask if there will be mass chaos with this announcement, and the answer is a few people will stir the pot of fear and hate. This will not be tolerated long by the majority, and those who cannot love with an open heart will know a new reality in third-dimensional frequency. All souls are loved, and all grow in spirituality on the finest and most loving way. And that was essentially the end of it then.
Well, it's beautiful, and it resonates very well with me. And I have a gut feeling that it's also resonating with the listeners. Do you publish your messages anywhere?
On the website, I will put, there's a tab for messages. Those are probably more the, I don't know, I try to pick the ones that I think would resonate with most people. And then I update on a tab there called recent messages, and I'll put the, you know, some real current ones up there. But I usually sit a couple times a day for these messages, and there are varying lengths and topics. When I sit, I don't ask for a certain entity or soul to come through. I just figure who comes through and what comes through is exactly what I need to hear. So I kind of take those messages and decide if, you know, if they're beneficial for the greater good, and if they are, then I post them.
Yeah. Well, again, for the listeners, this is ET First Contact Radio with your host, Martin Horst. I am always discussing messages from Sheldon Neidl and Salusa and other galactic news. You get the latest galactic news on this station. And I have my dear friend Susanna Spooner on the show, and she has her own website called Talk, or The Art of Universal Knowing. And it's spelled like theartofuniversalknowing.com. And Susan gives courses online. Is that correct?
Yeah, that was so interesting. I usually teach this one-on-one or on Skype with people. And over last fall and winter, they showed me a way to manifest an online class, which was it was great. It was like giving birth, I tell you. But it works very well, and it allows people to learn at their own pace. And it's just a joy. I just love this. I have a good life. I like it.
Beautiful. And your website, it really looks very blessed and very sparking.
Oh, thank you very much, Martin.
Yes, very good work. Listen, I just want to announce to the callers, would you like to answer the questions from listeners?
Oh, I'd be honored to.
Yeah? I just will give the phone number. If you're calling from the United States or Canada, the number is 888-815-9756. I will repeat, 888-815-9756 from US or Canada. And then the number to call internationally, if you're calling from Europe or any else in the world, you have to dial the country number for the United States, which is 001, and then 530-327-7602. I repeat, 001-530-327-7602. So, welcome back, Susie.
Thank you.
And let's see if anybody who has some very pressing questions or some interesting insight in disclosure or anything that has to do with galactic news, they can ask you or me. And in the meantime, I would just like to play a little music, which is very inspiring for me, at least. Hello?
Hello, I'm here.
Are you there? Are you familiar with...
Yeah, I...
Yes, you are?
I am.
Okay, because I would like to have him on the show one day. He's just a wonderful musician, and I think his music is very uplifting and divine. And what I am going to play is something special from him. And I must tell you that he is one of the first New Age musicians that came about with this inspiring music. And I have the idea that he himself is a channel letting this divine music come through. So What I want to play is a celestial piece, and to ease our minds a bit, and to come a bit more in our hearts. Is that okay for you, Suzanne?
That sounds wonderful.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
Okay, my dear friends. And Suzanne, we have on line two, we have Steve Becco with some questions. Are you there?
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
Hi, Martin. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Well, welcome back to the show, Steve.
Thank you very much.
And Suzanne, I've been listening.
Sorry? I can't Hello? Hear you very well, Martin. I'm just going to turn up the volume and see if that helps.
Yes,
Let's see. Okay. There we go.
I was just saying welcome back to the show, Steve, and it's very... it's a very beautiful surprise to hear you here on the speakers again.
Thanks very much, Martin. I have been enjoying your show no end, and very pleased to meet Suzanne. And
yes.
Suzanne, my question of you, hi. My
hello.
Question of you is, hello, hello. My question of you is that a lot of your listeners will either be terrestrial light workers or star seeds. You yourself, are you a star seed? Do you know?
You know, I don't know. Honestly, I honestly have never asked that question while I'm talking. I don't know the answer to that.
Okay, that's fine. But obviously, you're a light worker, and I imagine you can appreciate that there are a lot of people out there who are contemplating starting their own work for Ascension. And you spoke a little bit about this, but I wondered if you could say a little bit more. You haven't, many people are wondering how their mission will be made known to them and how they will develop into their mission. Can you say a little bit more about how your mission became known to you and how the direction you were to take kind of emerged and progressed?
Oh, sure, absolutely. Well, you know, I'm 45 right now, and I would say in my early 20s, I really started on a spiritual quest, you know, just keeping my mind open, my heart open, and, you know, reading different books and having different experiences. And in the summer of 2009, I was just kind of guided to take a class called SRT, or Spiritual Response Therapy, by a dear friend of mine named Malavika Shaw here in Iowa. And I know now that I was guided to take that class because it gave me the understanding of using a pendulum and charts. So this class was interesting to me. In a nutshell, it's about learning how to clear out, they call negative programs, I would call negative energy, and bringing in positive energy and working with clearing out past lifetimes and yada, yada, yada. But what happened was, after I had taken that class, I was working at home doing some clearing work. And I think I was clearing our black lab, who was incredibly naughty and young at the time. And I felt the presence of my father close by. And I felt him before, but this was so strong and tangible. And I literally was holding this pendulum in my hand and had these charts in front of me. So I asked, is there somebody here with me? And my pendulum went in my yes direction. And I looked through my charts trying to figure out a way to communicate, and there was a chart that listed different family members for other reasons, and I asked who was here, and it said father. And so I just left, and I went, and I thought about it, and I thought, well, I could do a letter chart. And my first thought was, oh, yuck, not Ouija. And but I just thought, no, you know, I'm going to put the highest intention for the greatest good and see what happens, and probably nothing will. But I drew up a letter chart. And the first time I sat down, the pendulum started moving, and it started spelling this message out, and I had the wherewithal to grab a piece of paper and a pen and start writing it down. And I don't have it in front of me right now. It's on the website, but it essentially said, this is it, able to measure gateway to other consciousness. I asked if I was working with my high self for the greater good. It said, yes, oh yes, love, cusp of awareness, begin soon. And that was the start. And I don't know now if it was later that day or the next morning that I sat down to try it again. and it was a message from my father calling me Zippy, which was my nickname from him. And I can't tell you the physical feeling that happened, but it was like a heart burst. And I knew I had something. I wasn't sure what it was, but it felt right and felt good. So I just kept following it. And each message, every time I sat down, there'd be a new message there. And then more entities and guides and angels and God and others would come through. And that's where it began.
I take it that Spirit was using your father to have you feel relaxed, and then they moved in ever greater circles, it sounds like. Is that correct?
Oh, that is absolutely correct. I hadn't really thought about it that way before, Steve, but yes, I would trust my father. And, you know, it was funny because it definitely felt like him. It was his sense of humor, but it was like him without ego. So it's such a broad, global perspective.
Let me just mention something. There's an echo on the line. I don't know if somebody's got the BBS radio program actually turned on.
Okay.
But there is this echo. One of the things I notice from my readers, Suzanne, is that they often approach the notion of working for Spirit as if it is appropriate to some people. And these people are usually thought of as being highly evolved. And I mentioned, say, Drunvalo, Melchizedek, and Lisa Renee as examples. But it's not for them. They think of themselves as not somehow being evolved. And I'm always curious when I hear this kind of statement, because I certainly don't think of myself as being highly evolved. And yet I'm doing some work. Can you comment on that? When you started this work, did you think of yourself as being somehow out of the ordinary or special, or did you just begin in?
Sorry to interrupt, Suzanne and Steve. Suzanne, could you just turn down the volume of your speakers a bit because there's an echo?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
There you go. How's that?
Sorry for that interruption. I hope the echo is gone now. So continue, Steve and Suzanne. It's all right.
Okay, so if I believe I understand you, Steve, you're asking if I thought I was like special or highly evolved when this all started at all.
That's correct.
Okay, yeah, no, not at all.
Listeners.
Okay, no, not at all. I mean, very. I'm very open-minded and trusting, I guess, is what I would say. And no, I lived just a very normal life in the Midwest of the United States. I was selling real estate and, you know, very interested into spirituality. I felt for a while before this happened, maybe a year, that something was coming, but I couldn't put my finger on it. But I kept my, you know, kind of my antenna up that something would manifest and show itself, and when talk did, then I felt in my heart that it was true and beneficial, and not only beneficial for my greater good, but the greater good of all. And with that, it just made sense to me to go forward with it.
Yeah. Would you have any advice then to give to listeners who are sitting there thinking, well, this is not for me because I'm just an ordinary person and these people are not. Is there anything you would say to that?
Oh, I think, you know, we all inherently have the right to have a deep and true connection. And that information comes through in my messages all the time. That, you know, really what I do is I'm not teaching anything new. I'm reminding people they've done this probably many times in many lifetimes before. I just have a system that is able to remind them how to have that connection. And I think, you know, when you can quiet yourself down and kind of tap into a meditation or, you know, let the ego take a much needed break, I think anybody is able to open themselves up to the gifts that are out there for them.
All right. Thank you very much. I think that will be very helpful to listeners who have that question. So I'll excuse myself now. Thank you, Suzanne. Nice to meet you.
And nice to meet you too, Steve. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Steve.
Bye,
thank you. Bye, Steve. See you soon. Okay, Susie, there were some interesting questions that Steve asked, but I am understanding that there's still an echo on the line. Do you have a headset or something?
No, I don't. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, I would advise you to turn down the volume of the speakers to a minimum that you can hear us, but then the sound doesn't go back.
Okay, is that a little bit better?
I'm not sure. I'm going to ask if it's okay. No, it's still there, but okay. Well, let's continue anyway. I hope it's not too disrupting for the listeners. I don't know what it is. It can be anything, but it's always on long distance calls that some technical problems can occur. But anyway, we are very happy with BBS Radio and to be able to spread the news here. And Suzanne, it was so wonderful to read your message on Facebook. Right, so I have here still the text of this new channeler, The Wonder of the Skies. And I just want to share with you and the listeners the next paragraph, and then we can talk about it together. Would you like to? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Would you agree on that?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so here we go again. That's the third paragraph of the message from May 20th. This is ET First Contact Radio with my wonderful guest, Suzanne, from The Art of Universal Knowing. And I'm going just to continue with the message, which is on galactic channelings, which is very interesting new channel, which wants to stay anonymous. Which I can understand very much because of his clear language. So here we go. We see this coming to fruition soon, and it appears that a major announcement is due before the end of June 2010. Well, first of all, Suzanne, in one of his latest messages, Sheldon Idle said the same. What can you say about it?
Well, you know, I would say that you know, the messages that I've received recently on May 16th and May 17th, they didn't give actual dates, but they just keep saying soon. And I think when I get messages like that about disclosure, I have the tendency to go, okay, you know, wait and see. You know, I don't like to get specific dates. I just think time is such a funny element.
Yes, it is. Anyway, there's an energy built up, of something that's going to happen.
Yes, I agree.
Yes. Suzanne, I have a caller from the Netherlands on the line. His name is Bernard, and he would very much like to ask you a question. Would you do that?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Bernard, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, so go ahead and ask the question, my friend.
Hello?
Yes, hello, Bernard.
Can you
go
hear
ahead
me?
Ask you a question. Yes, we hear you.
Okay, maybe you know about spiritual hierarchy. Spiritual hierarchy.
Well, Suzanne, Bernard is asking what you know about the spiritual hierarchy, I think.
Okay, well, you know, what I deal with The Art of Universal Knowing is with the highest level of consciousness, which I call the God level. In the messages that I receive, they do talk about each soul that comes through, usually at one time or another, will talk about a little bit about the hierarchy. But I don't, in regards to or comparison to Suzanne Ward and her lovely messages from Matthew, I don't get quite a detailed understanding of that hierarchy. As those messages come into me, I take them in and evaluate them for how it resonates in my heart. And if it has real specific information like a disclosure or about an event that's coming up, I pay attention. I don't tend to ask, you know, which realm it's coming from or anything like that.
Okay. Wonderful. Do you have more questions, Bernard?
No, I just wait for disclosure.
Yeah, I think many light workers are waiting for disclosure now. And this is really a show today about disclosure. And I have the feeling that it's imminent. And what's your feeling about this, Bernard?
I think it will happen this month or next month. I think next month.
Well, we'll see about it. I think we have discussed enough about dates now. Thank you, Bernard, for the call. And let's continue with Suzanne and the message from Wonder of the Skies. Would you agree, Suzanne, that I continue with the next sentence?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. So, we see this coming to fruition soon, and it appears that a major announcement is due before the end of June 2011. Well, we have discussed this in length. While not earth-shattering, this announcement will pave the way for the scenarios we have prepared for disclosure and ultimately ascension. The nation which chooses this announcement first will lead the way into the future for mankind. As we will see to it that their bravery is rewarded, so to speak. No nation will be intentionally deprived, however, we foresee as one of the consequences of disclosure a gradual breaking down of national lines in favor of a human race. Do not be misled, however, as this will not come about quickly. Even ascension must assimilate, over time, something on that level. So, what can you say about it, Suzanne?
Well, I think my heart just fills with joy when I hear that, and it's kind of an interesting dilemma with, you know, which country is going to go first. To me that isn't even really important. I just wish that the word would get out there and that people would open their minds and their hearts and start moving forward with this process and acknowledging it.
Yes, and I think there is a battle going in, not a real battle, but a kind of race, which country will be the first to announce it.
I think with the events that are globally happening, both, you know, politically and with the weather and, with the chaos, I just would have to think whatever leader was brave enough to come forward with the beginning of this announcement would be so respected and to be able to know that we're on the brink of removing fear and anger from the world would be great.
That would be wonderful, yes. I think that was Bernard hanging up. Thank you, Bernard, for calling in anyway. So now, again, I have the last paragraph and just would like to finish up with it because we only have a few minutes left for the show. So let me continue. All the plans we have been telling you about will then be set in motion, including the allocation of funds to stabilize the world economy and the world court to bring to justice all those who have transgressed against the human race. As you have seen, a soft disclosure has already been underway for some time. While encouraged by us, it is your government's choosing as to how, when, and what is disclosed to you in this way. But that will not be necessary much longer, as the hard disclosure planned by your own government is well on the way. Be positive in all you do. Extend your love to all in the world and know that you are shortly to be called upon to become cosmic citizens. We are not your gods, but your brethren. Be at peace. I think that's just beautiful.
Oh, it is. It just makes your heart fill, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It makes my heart sing.
Yes.
Suzanne, we were just talking together. We were... let me remember. You said something about that you... in one of your communications you have, that you think or you heard that maybe disclosure will be done by one of the speeches that Obama is giving. Is that correct?
Well, I tell you, this is one of the most interesting messages that I've received, and it was after the one that I read previously when Steve was on the line, and... It started out as a message from my father, and then it went into this. This is completely unlike my messages usually, but it went into an actual what would be a speech given by Obama announcing the disclosure. And I have to tell you, Martin, that as I was getting this message and I was taking it down, I'm thinking, gosh, that kind of sounds like how Obama would speak.
Wow, interesting. Well, I have seen his speech in Ireland, which was very stimulating and very hopeful, and funny, in fact, also, in a way that he made a joke about his heritage, his ancestors, which were, in fact, Irish. But I have confidence in Obama, but I have to be careful what I say about him, because there are many different opinions about what he's doing and if he will do disclosure, or maybe it will be the Russian president or the Chinese, because the BRIC countries, Brazil, Russia, India, and China, they are the countries that are pushing for disclosure. That's what I understand from Sheldon Idle, but also from Benjamin Fulford and David Wilcock.
You know, wouldn't you just welcome it really from anybody just to get the ball rolling, though?
Yeah, one can be the first and must be the first. But I would just like to invite you, Suzanne, together to invite the listeners to send our prayers and warm thoughts and loving energy to the world leaders and to the Earth allies that disclosure will happen as soon as possible, because we cannot tolerate any more disruption of the weather, not any more killings and natural disasters. So let's send our love and light as strong as we can to all the leaders of the world and the Earth allies and the Galactic Federation that this is going to happen now.
Oh, I am so with you, Martin. That is beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Well, in fact, we are already at the end of the show, sadly to say. I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in, and I will be back, of course, next week with my special friend, forgot his name, I'm sorry, but he has a wonderful energy. I will tell you more, my friends, on Facebook about him. He has a wonderful energy, and he will be next week on the show. Thank you so much, Suzanne, for being able to be so adaptive to come to the show just right away. Your energy is wonderful, and I'm sure that the listeners really enjoyed hearing your voice and knowing about you. I'm going to announce your website again so that people can follow your course online, which is theartofuniversalknowing.com.
Oh, thank you, Martin. It was just a joy. Thank you so much for including me in your show. It's an honor, and may our next days and weeks and months be of peace and love and light and open hearts.
Yes. Let's all join together as one family. We are one Earth family as a human race, and we'll embrace each other as soon as disclosure happens and all ascend into the fifth dimension. And I think that all the light workers like Mike Quincy and all of us on the internet who are providing us with this crucial information are going to see that the future will be just wonderful.
I agree.
Namaste, Suzanne.
Good day, Martin.
Good day to you, and talk soon. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, Martin.
Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye. Bye.